We're facing a shortage of housing right now. And that's why prices of homes have become far too high.
You said that the price of homes are far too high. Does that mean you'd like to see house prices come down?
I think one of the things that we know is that prices, house pricing, cannot continue to go up.
Good morning, Anthony Fury in for Alex Pearson. What's that line? Our house in the middle of our street is too affordable. We can't afford it anymore. I think that's how that song goes. At least that's the refrain that we're all singing right now, whether it's Justin Trudeau talking about it, Doug Ford talking about it, and then it lands us in the Greenbelt scandal. Happening everywhere, really. And also, finally driving us into recession. Now, I know it's a bit of a technical point, and I know everybody says, I don't care whether you say we're in a recession or not. If I'm having trouble paying the bills, that's more than a recession. That's a family tragedy. That's a calamity. But now we've learned technically, yes, Canada is in a recession, according to a new report from Oxford Economics, a long-anticipated but delayed one. The recession was originally expected to hit in the fourth quarter of 2022 last year, but the economy performed much better than anticipated. Oxford Economics reporting, we doubted the economic strength at the start of this year would last, and the latest data indicates what a hard landing is indeed coming. Okay, and that's very interesting, because this report, this is just out the other day. So a hard landing is coming. So they're not saying what you're experiencing right now, the interest rates going up, mortgage payments going up, price of groceries that have already gone up, that you're seeing it. That's not the hard landing. I hate to break this to you. What's coming next is the hard landing. The report continues, we expect highly indebted households will cut spending as they deleverage and pay down debt, which should put the principal portion of the debt service ratio on a downward trajectory. Okay, paying down the principal. They continue, rising interest costs will therefore account for the bulk of higher debt service costs and likely even greater than our current forecast when factoring in the impact of extended amortizations. They continue to say households have already begun to cut back on buying new cars, furniture, appliances, and services due to debt service costs, job losses, and lower disposable income. This all seems like a pretty bad combination. Joining us now to help us unpack this, Moshe Yander is a senior lecturer in economics at Concordia University. Good morning, Moshe. Thanks for stopping by.
Hello.
Lots of things coming together here for a really difficult situation for Canadians. What does it mean to say the recession has arrived?
Well, it's been forecast for years, so it's good at least that somebody finally got it right. It was inevitable that it was coming. And now it's just an issue of how bad is it going to get? How long is it going to last?
All right. Well, let me throw it to you. How bad is it going to get?
Well, so I'm going to take a contrarian position here. I'm going to say that however long the recession lasts, it's a good thing. And all of the stuff that you were listing there that had a negative spin to it, I could easily turn that and say it's actually a positive thing. Canadians got really over indebted, in part because we got addicted to essentially free money,
right,
to try and get through COVID, to try and get through the various sorts of collapses that were coming since 2008 when the U.S. housing market melted down. We've been seeing time and again that there's just been money handed over from banks, and we've borrowed to the hilt. And so, you know, at some point, it had to be recognized that interest rates were going to go up, and this was no longer going to be affordable. The Bank of Canada has been warning us for years. We didn't listen. And now there's going to be a bunch of people that have to pay the consequences. But I think that that's not necessarily a bad thing for being so over-leveraged.
Okay, I appreciate the technical analysis and the idea that I guess this is necessary medicine. I think people are going to be frustrated, though, that, and we see these Instagram videos, YouTube videos of people literally weeping in their confessional statements about their lives, saying, look, I went to school, I pay the bills, I'm working a job, I'm working two jobs, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, and I still can't get ahead. I think a lot of people feel like the government, the banks, everyone is kind of encouraging them to go along this path.
That's exactly it, right? So it was, you can lay some of this blame at the feet of banks and saying that they were lending us money knowing full well that if interest rates went up, we were going to find ourselves in trouble. And this goes back to, you know, just because somebody offers you an increase in your visa limit doesn't mean necessarily you should take it. And even if you have it, it doesn't mean that you should use it. And you're right that unfortunately, that is the nature of an economic downturn, is that there are going to be people that got caught up in all of the pain and suffering. That's why recessions are painful. It's not like we weren't warned about it. And like you read in the outset there, even Oxford Economics was saying this was widely expected to have happened a year ago. So that means then that for a year, a lot of consumers continued to ignore warning signs that trouble was brewing and continued to over-indebt themselves. So I'm not saying that I'm not sympathetic to it, but that's the nature of every recession, is that there's always people that get caught up saying, I didn't think it was going to happen. And you know what? We're going to have this conversation in 10 years, the next time a recession comes around, where people are going to say, I thought this time was going to be different. It's never different. And it just unfortunately catches different people at different points in their life. That's the tragedy.
Our guest is Moshe Yander, economist with Concordia University. Moshe, we had one guest join us the other week, a mortgage specialist, saying it takes about 18 months for these higher rates to work their way through the system. I asked you about how bad is it going to get. How long is this going to continue?
So they're exactly right. 18 to 24 months is usually the amount of time for monetary policy to work its way through. What we have now is a bunch of Canadians that might have, say, fixed rate mortgages that haven't had to renew it in the last 20 months. So if they set their mortgage 20 months or so ago, they would have been setting near record lows. And so they have a very rude shock coming. So the reverberations could be felt for, say, another 3 more years, because if you renew on a 5-year term mortgage, you might still be 3 years away from seeing the consequences of what interest rates have done. So, you know, it is going to ensnare more and more people as they renew. If you're on a variable rate mortgage, you've probably got to be stretched to your limit at this point if you took out a new mortgage within the last couple of years. So there is the potential here for a lot of losses. I think if there's a positive in this, I don't think the banks want your homes. It's not their business. Their business is to make sure they get repaid. And so I think they realize what sort of damage could be done here. And they're probably going to want to work with Canadians to make sure that they can structure a loan that they get paid and you don't have to lose your home.
All right. At least one silver lining there, as small and as sliver of a silver lining it may be. Moshe Yander, Concordia University, thanks for making time for us today.
Anytime.